Okay, so what questions you guys have? Fire away. Yeah. No, I can't account for it. I mean, missed some throws. I mean, that's just being very honest with you. I think he'll tell you that. He missed some throws, missed some opportunities, and that's what happens, you know, because it led to turnovers, and then things start falling downhill, and can't get the momentum back. So it's tough. Go back and watch the tape. And, you know, again, as I told you guys, this was going to be week to week. You guys asked me last week. I never said that Kevin was going to be the starter for the rest of the season. So I'm going to go back, watch the tape, and go from there and make a decision next week. Oh, yeah, no, it's no. If I'm going to change quarterback, I'm going back to Deshaun. You know, that wasn't, you know, ever a different type of thought that way. I told you guys I wanted him to see the game from a different lens. I don't know. I know you guys watch the game very closely, but probably in between almost every series, I had conversations with Deshaun because I wanted to make sure he was learning and growing and what he saw. And we went back and forth on things. He was really into it. I thought he's seen some things that were he can grow from. I heard growth out of him, and I think that's what matters. No. I made a decision. I was playing Kevin for this game. I didn't think that'd be fair to put Deshaun into the game. I made a commitment to doing this for the week. That's what I did, whether good or bad. That's what I was going to do. Right. Right. No, I thought the start of it was pretty good. And then after, you know, we missed one, and then it started to, like I say, steamroll the other way, and we couldn't get it back. So, again, I mean, that was a tough environment for Kevin, too, his first start. Again, I'm sure he's disappointed. I'm sure he wanted to show better. But those, again, those things happen, and we got to move on from it. Yeah, he did. And those things, those x-rays came back negative. He'll be fine. You know, he got banged up a little bit, but again, he hung in there. It's a tough day. Oh my God! Look, Mary Kay, I don't know anything about that. I mean, that's so long ago. I'm surprised nobody, and I met with that crew, and nobody asked me that. So I met with the same crew. That question never came up to me. So, I mean, I did text Deshaun before. I was in conversation with him, but I don't recall draft day at all. I don't think I would have did that. No, I know I did not send that text on draft day. You said on draft day, so no. I knew who we were taking with the first pick. We took the guy that we wanted. So I don't remember making that call, that text. Again, I don't know. I don't remember making a text to him on draft day other than later on telling him congratulations of him being drafted to where he went, to Houston. I don't remember telling him to be ready for us to draft him or anything like that. No. Mm-mm. I wouldn't have did that. I'm not gonna let it get rock bottom. You know, I just like I told the team, it's not fun. It doesn't feel good. It's horrible. We don't like it. But this is the hand we're playing with. So we gotta feel. Only guys, I'm gonna say it again every week. The only guys that can fix it, the guys in the room. The coaches in the room, the players in the room. It's not gonna change. So what we gotta do is stick together. We gotta hold each other up, hold each other accountable, and we gotta keep playing. And that's what we're gonna do. This team is not gonna quit. And Hugh Jackson's not quitting. I told you guys that before. I understand the narrative that's going to get said, everything that's going to be written. I really don't care. I care about the men in that room, those coaches and those players. And we're going to find a way to win. We got 10 more games, you know. We're going to find a way to win. I am not swimming in that lake. So you guys can believe that. So we're going to find a way. It's just that simple.
Hugh, there are a lot of just big plays you get the defense feeling, too.
Yeah. Again, they did a good job high low in the corner. We didn't sink and get enough depth. We didn't get the reroute. They made a play, you know. So again, I mean, there was a little cracks all around the football team today. We played against a team that's been winning and they're hot, and we got to find a way to get this tide turned. And that's my job. you know, and I'm not running from that. And I'm going to get in here with these players, and we're just going to keep working at it, and we got to find a way. Yes. I know where you're getting at, Mary Kay, but we're going to do better. I have to get this team to do better. But I got to find a way. I mean, whatever way it's going to take, we got to find a way. That's what I told our coaches. You know, nothing's going to change. You know, we're going to find a way. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep working at this. We're going to work harder at it. I'm going to coach better. I mean, it's just what you have to do. There's no other solution to this. No, I mean, I mean, we'll find little small things, little small wins that you get excited about. But please, I mean, everybody understand this is about winning and losing. It's not about anything else. Those small things, you know, Miles did what he was supposed to do. Jason did what he was supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. We got to do more of that throughout our football team, play in and play out. That's what we have to do. I thought we ran the ball better, you know, so that's what I'm saying. I see signs of things, but it's not enough, you know. Yeah, as a coach, will we look at something we can be build on and keep building on? Yes, we will. But we got to find a way. I got to find a solution for the men in that room and our coaches to find a way to win. And that's all we're chasing. That's all we can do. That's what we have to do.